A Community Connection this morning, talking with Lauren Green and about previewing tonight or tomorrow night's Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra concert coming up in just a moment. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedic of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and as promised, spending a little bit of time this morning, first of all, with Maestro Lauren Green, and we'll introduce the other guests in the studio as we go along.
Good morning, Charlie. Good morning. Good to be here, always.
2018-2019 concert season is upon us.
We are here. We had one little, we had a concert with fifth graders, about 1,200 of them, back in September. But this will be our first season performance, and it's going to be a great one.
The grade school concert, I can't remember, is that your eighth year doing that one?
Oh, probably more like the sixth or so, maybe.
Okay.
But who's counting?
You've
got 1,200 fifth graders sitting there listening to you play, it's a thrill. So we're doing that every year now, and it's just great fun.
Well, you're planting the seeds for some future musicians.
Well, hopefully.
I'm glad to hear it.
We sure hope so.
Yeah. I can still remember, somewhere September or October, my first grade year, my folks also took me over to start piano lessons, and
it was same with me. We had you could buy four concerts, youth concerts. One was with a symphony, you know, various mm-hmm. things, and my parents would schlep me off to those and to see the Pasadena Symphony and sometimes the LA Philharmonic.
That'd be great.
You know, as
a
little kid, that was great.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're talking about the 2019 season and starting it off tomorrow night at the Community Center, and you have a guest artist that you kind of...
Well, we have a guest artist, and really he was sort of the impetus for the whole concert because I thought it would be fun to have Baron Ryan back. Baron has been with us with the symphony, along with his dad, Don Ryan, who are both astounding pianists from Tulsa, and I thought, well, maybe it'd be great to have Baron sort of showcased by himself this time. And he suggested, rather than doing the usual assortment of pop songs and this or that, that he would actually do a piano concerto. I thought, well, a piano concerto on a pops concert, sort of a pops concert.
Now, and you've got the Rachmaninoff 2 coming later.
That's it. Rock 2 is coming in March. And I thought, well, how many piano concertos can you cram? But at the same time, he said, well, it's by this Russian composer named Kapustin. I thought, all right, I've never heard of this guy. And it's jazz. I go, well, that sounds interesting. So anyway, long story short, I investigated it, and sure enough, it's a piano concerto in a jazz style that's accompanied by big band plus strings. And the composer in Russia, who is still alive, composes in this style exclusively, totally jazzy style, and very virtuoso piano playing. So it's a very difficult piece for any pianist, jazz or otherwise. And it's going to be great. So I said, hey, we're going to have a big band there. Let's program some other music.
Absolutely.
That utilizes big band.
Well, and I assume you're going to expand the big band repertoire, taking it back to the era where big bands were king.
You know, you're right, because the big band, many people who are younger than us, Charlie, don't even know what a big band is, but big
that's
bands...
the thing that marches at halftime.
Well, those are big bands, yes, and that's what most people would think. Either that, or maybe the Rolling Stones or the Beatles were pretty big bands.
But they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsey Buckingham suing his former band now. They're not going to let him play with them anymore. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, all things... anyway. No, big bands were very popular in the 30s, 40s, and somewhat into the 50s. Mm-hmm. And they were about usually anywhere from 15, 17, 20 pieces. Saxophones, trumpets, trombones, rhythm section.
If it wasn't for Larry Elkhart, we wouldn't have had the theme song for American Bandstand. So, yeah.
So this, you know, pretty much big bands exemplified pop music through those decades. They were essentially it. They had grown out of the jazz evolution of the late teens and 20s as bands got bigger. And this jazz format, it was largely to be danced to, as opposed to be listened to, but they listened as well and attracted huge crowds all over the nation. And so this format, even though the big band era has sort of come and gone, the big band itself is still a very vital part of jazz. And so that's basically the ensemble that will be with us, plus strings and the normal woodwinds. And so we're doing music that sort of crosses over those two worlds. So in answer to where you started, yes, we will be doing some of the 40s, a Tommy Dorsey tune that's called Opus 1 mm-hmm. that people will probably recognize, at least of a certain age. And but we'll go up from there through the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. The Capuchin Concerto that Barron's playing was written in the 70s. And so it's interesting. We have just a variety. So not every piece uses a big band per se, but elements of it. So like there's even a strange little piece that was, well, it's by Alec Wilder, who sort of had his feet in both classical and jazz. And Frank Sinatra loved this composer. And so Frank Sinatra had enough clout to tell, I think it was Capitol Records, I want to conduct an album of the music of Alec Wilder. And that's exactly what he did. And so we're going to be playing one of those pieces
normally
called Slow Dance.
Sinatra all doing Sammy Kahn stuff. So
yeah. So, you know, when you're Frank Sinatra, you pretty much name your game. But we'll be doing other stuff, some great arrangements, compositions from the 60s by Oliver Nelson, who is a well-known TV composer, sax player, mm-hmm. And then composed in the jazz realm that combines classical elements and jazz elements. And he wrote these pieces about several Kennedy speeches by John Kennedy. And so they really speak to those times in the early 60s, mid 60s, and they also speak to our times as well about tolerance and about human rights and so forth. So it'd be very interesting. And then we have the Capuchin Concerto, which is going to wrap up and be the climax of the concert and be just pretty astounding.
Wow, that's great. After setting the scene for tomorrow night's concert, we'll take a short break and let you talk to our guest and find out what he's going to be doing at Bartlesville Schools and on the stage at the Community Center.
Sounds wonderful.
When we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our community connection on 1400 K1, spotlighting tomorrow evening's Bartlesville Symphony Concert. And Lauren, we have your guest artist and studio with us.
Actually, he's here. The one and only Barron Ryan has come up from Tulsa at this early hour just to talk to us, and it's really great to have Barron with us. He's so willing to do great music, and you know what? He's an incredible pianist and entertainer, and so it's really good to have Barron with us.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah. Barron, you sort of grew up in a musical household, but was it, you know, all Mozart and Beethoven, or what?
It wasn't quite, although it was a lot of that. It was a lot of Saint-Saëns I remember growing up, and it was mostly Donald Ryan, just to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It was my father, and I'd go to concerts that he would play, and so I grew up just being steeped in music and being steeped in concert piano music. It was often in churches, although he also played jazz and classical, and so I had no choice but to be inundated with music, and as soon as I got the chance, I was playing anything that I could. I saw Stomp at age 3, which is it's a stage mm-hmm. production on which the musicians play trash and other non-musical percussion instruments, and so I was beating on pots and pans as soon as I knew that it was a possibility.
So you've grown up in this sort of hybrid environment of classical and jazz and pop and all these different things. How did that reflect on your piano playing then as you grew up?
Well, it didn't really consciously for a while. I kind of kept my piano, and I also played drums, and I played drums in the jazz band and piano in my lessons with my dad, and I mostly kept them separate until after I graduated from college and could do whatever I wanted to, essentially, and then was thinking about how I could create an identity as a concert pianist that was separate from all the other concert pianists that exist, because in school you're all choosing from the same music, and it's difficult to create your own personality, your own brand, as the popular saying is. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I came across this composer that we're featuring on the concert tomorrow. Kapustin writes music that really played to my strengths because it was really rhythmic, and I love American dance rhythms, but it also requires a virtuosity that you get from being a trained concert pianist, classical pianist. So combined these two things into one, and I thought, well, this is the kind of music that I want to be playing.
You know, Charlie, Baron really is good. I saw him in recital over the summer up in Kansas, and of course I've known of him since he was a little kid, mm-hmm. but which ages me. But
well, we're in the same room, so
yes, okay. Yes. Well, anyway, but Baron is so great because he projects such a great personality, both in terms of just being there and talking, but also in terms of his playing, that he doesn't just sit down at the keyboard and play for himself, but he's really there to share and entertain, and I really like that.
And he's picking up your role as well as an educator, spending some time at a local school playing for students today as well.
Yeah, we're off from here to go up to Wilson, and he'll be playing for three groups at Wilson Elementary School, and sharing some of his piano things. I'm not sure exactly what he's going to do, but
I'm still figuring it out myself.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times when you're with kids, you sort of play it seat of the pants.
Sure.
And you judge your audience, so to speak, and see what they like and see what they respond to. And, you know, I know Baron has such, musical tricks up his sleeve that he can do most anything. So it'll be a real interesting day. We rehearse tonight and tomorrow, put the whole thing together. And the orchestra and the band sound great, and it'll be just a lot of fun.
Well, it is, but it's a little bit different setting than typical, because we expect to see the normal orchestra layout on stage, and we haven't talked about it on air yet, but you're welcoming a new concertmaster as well.
Oh, that's right. We do have a new concertmaster. Her name is Sherry Neubauer. She's from Tulsa. David Kazmierczak, our concertmaster of nearly 30 years, had asked to sort of slow down a little bit and assume a seat with a little less musical pressure. And so it just worked out in terms of people coming and going that David suggested that he take over principal second violin and that we find a new concertmaster who is the principal first violin. And we both sort of thought Sherry would be great, and she thought it was a great idea. Sherry plays in the Tulsa Symphony, is a noted educator in Tulsa, and really has a heart for community-oriented music, and so I think everybody will love her. She's a great player. She's really bringing a lot to the orchestra already.
Well, we'll look forward to that change in the symphony as well. But when you get out to again, the school here in a little bit, and like now, Lauren said, part of it is gauging the room and looking at how fidgety the students are.
Right.
When you get out there, because I know you've done this several times, similar situations, what goes through your mind when you walk in the room and you see, you know, I imagine they're going to be sitting on the floor, kind of semicircle around. I don't know, maybe they're in an auditorium-type seating, but either way, it's a lot more intimate than what you're going to be doing tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah, and it's a different sort of audience as well. You have to try to put yourself in a third grader's mind and think, okay, what would they find entertaining? And so I do some things in schools that you may not see me do at a concert. I just mentioned earlier that I'm a drummer, and mm-hmm. and when I was in high school, after seeing Stomp, in fact, I saw it, I've seen it four times, by the way. It had that much
it's
of an effect
show.
On me. It's a great show. I started doing body percussion, so they clap and snap and so forth, and mm-hmm. so I incorporate that, and I play some songs that they might recognize, like the Charlie Brown. It's called Linus and Lucy, officially.
Right.
I play
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And I also throw in...
Vince Guarnieri Quartet, or Trio. Yeah.
Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, Guaraldi. Yeah.
Yeah. classic album and special. And I also do a little bit of production. I have a short satirical hip hop career, and so I put a Dr. Seuss book to a hip hop track. And really, the theme of the presentation though is that hip music, it's like rocket science, and rocket science people think of as complicated, but really it's just a lot of simple steps put together. And music is the same way. It's a lot of simple steps that you combine. And so the message is that you can achieve a wide variety and a great depth in whatever you're pursuing. You just have to get the simple steps along the way. It's not ever about something big that's by its some complicated mass by itself. It's a lot of simple steps. And so I break down the music that I'm playing and I say, well, here's this part, and then here's this part. When you combine them together, it sounds really complicated, but really it's not.
Yeah, one diatonic scale, but we've managed to mix it around. And other than My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine, it you know, we've come up with so many different melodies that haven't been duplicated.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. You know, one great melodist, speaking of melodies, that I haven't even mentioned, but people will probably recognize, is George Gershwin.
Sure. Which
and George Gershwin.
Rhapsody in Blue was with the big band.
Yeah, it was written for the Paul Whiteman Big Band, and was one of the pioneer pieces to bridge that gap between classical music and jazz music. And, of course, brought us some great melodies. A couple other great melodies by Gershwin we'll be hearing, because we're going to open with an overture to Crazy for You, which has Embraceable You and all these great tunes that people recognize and love by Gershwin. And then we're also going to do An American in Paris, which was a piece that Gershwin wrote that has some fun tunes. They're sort of descriptive of the city of Paris and back in the 20s and 30s. But, you know, again, people will say, oh, I know that.
I just saw on online that the St. Louis Symphony projected the movie, and they perform the soundtrack.
They're doing that a lot with a lot of surprising movies. Of course, the music is very important to American in Paris. The piece came first and then the movie came second.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movies where you wouldn't suspect they would try to do the live performance, they're doing that now. Yeah.
We'll be interested to see what's coming up tonight,
tomorrow night.
Tickets are still available.
Tickets are available at the Community Center box office. They can go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com and drill down and get to the symphony listings, or they could just go to the box office and buy them, or they can do that over the phone, I think.
You can buy by phone.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck in the schools, and looking forward to tomorrow night's concert. We've already previewed some of your downbeat prior to the concert. So.
Yeah, that's basically what we'll be talking about, but we do the upbeat time at 6:30. Before the concert, so it's a half an hour where I just sort of chit-chat, and usually it's with the soloist, and we talk about similar things to what we've talked about today, but about the concert and how it evolved, and any little details that maybe I won't even get to share from the stage, although I do try to share some things, and in this concert, I definitely will, because we'll need to be talking about how all this fits together.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's always good to be here.
Have a good time. Get your tickets, and you will enjoy tomorrow evening's concert at the Bartlesville Community Center. And that's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We're just talking with customers, finishing up washing a truck at the Gusher Car Wash. Why'd you come out today?
I came out to wash my new truck that I just bought so we can go.